美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众好，现在播送美国习惯用语第759讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天我们要讲的美国习惯用语是
Bank on。Bank is spelled B-A-N-K, bank on.
大家都知道 bank 是银行的意思，您把钱存到银行里就可以放心的拿利息了，所以 bank on 有依赖、指望和相信的意思。我希望大家都能 bank on me, 也就是信任我，和我一起来学习这些美国习惯用语。好，下面我们先看一个例子。一名男子在讲述自己的过去时，特别表达了对一位亲人的感谢。他是这样说的
When I was younger, I was badly injured and had to have many operations. I'm so thankful for having my sister in my life. Whenever I needed help, I knew that she would take care of me. I could always bank on her.
这个人说，我小时候受过重伤，做了很多次手术，还好有我姐姐在。我知道不管我什么时候需要帮助，他都会照顾我，我随时随地可以依赖他。有的时候我们意识不到身边有亲人是件多么幸运的事，遇到困难的时候可以有人依靠，也许你身边就有这样可以 bank on 的亲朋好友，千万别忘了告诉他们，他们的存在对你多么重要。好，我们再来听听刚才的这段话。
When I was younger, I was badly injured and had to have many operations. I'm so thankful for having my sister in my life. Whenever I needed help, I knew that she would take care of me. I could always bank on her.
大学毕业找工作是人生的一件大事。应聘的大学生需要具备哪些素质才会受到用人单位的青睐呢？让我们听听下面这段忠告。
Although a degree from a famous university might help you get a good job, don't bank on it. Today's employers are looking for candidates who can demonstrate leadership, creativity, flexibility, and interpersonal skills. Those are skills you can depend on to get you hired.
这段话说的是虽然名牌大学的毕业证书可能会帮你找到一份好工作，但是绝不要想当然。今天的雇主寻找的是那些表现出领导才能、创造性、变通能力和善于人际关系的员工，这些能力都能帮你找到工作。今天的大学生啊，的确不能两耳不闻天下事，一心只读圣贤书，一定要走到社会中，在实践中锻炼。其实不管是参加实习、做兼职，还是加入俱乐部和运动队，都能帮助学生培养上面这些能力。好，我们再来听听上面的这段话。
Although a degree from a famous university might help you get a good job, don't bank on itToday's employers are looking for candidates who can demonstrate leadership, creativity, flexibility, and interpersonal skills. Those are skills you can depend on to get you hired.
Bank on 这个习惯用语早在19世纪晚期就开始使用了。虽然我们的节目远远没有那么长的历史，不过大家可以放心，我们会不断努力制作信息量充分的节目，帮助大家提高英语水平。
You can bank on us.
各位听众，你如果想要这次节目的稿件，请来信，地址是北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。电子邮件地址是英语@voanews.com。
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。